This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 3.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 2 of the Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. I hope you guys are doing great. Today's tasks are again going to be super easy for you to do. The article that you're going to read for today is personally one of my favourites, and it's on how to get maximum barakah from the Qur'an. Now obviously this is the month where we are trying to build up our relationship with the Qur'an, and I'm going to really encourage you to read this article and make sure that you follow the instructions of it. That every ayah that there is, you read it in Arabic, even if you struggle. Because if you do, then by the end of it, you will have gotten at least 3,040 hasanat. And you would have gotten double that if you are not an Arabic speaker. One of the tips within this article that I found quite profound, that really touched me, was in order for you to develop a stronger relationship with the Qur'an, you need to reflect on the surahs that you are reciting. And so the author asks us, you know, how many of us don't go past the last 10 surahs when we pray? We alternate between Nas, Falaq, Ikhlas, Kafirun maybe some days, or majority of the day Surah Al-Kawthar. And we don't really know the meaning of what we're saying. We don't understand its depth. We're just taking advantage of the length of these surahs. But if you stick with the same surahs in every salat, your salat loses its soul. Instead, it becomes like a mindless ritual, the same way that you eat or that you sleep. But if you make a conscious effort to read new and longer surahs and understand what's going on, then you'll feel like you are truly conversing with your creator. After this article, your next task of the day is to finish the last two pages of Surah Luqman. I hope you read the first two pages yesterday. If you found any piece of advice that were very beneficial for you below, If you found any piece of advice that you found very beneficial, please comment them below and share them with the rest of us. One particular ayah that I really enjoyed from Surah Luqman is the last ayah. So, indeed Allah alone has knowledge of the hour and sends down the rain and knows what is in the wombs. And no soul perceives what it will earn tomorrow, and no soul perceives in what land it will die. Indeed Allah is knowing and acquainted. So, this is a reminder for all of us that none of us have any guarantee that we're going to make it until the end of the day. None of us have any guarantee that we're going to make it until next year. None of us even have a guarantee that we're going to make it until the end of this month of Ramadan. And that for us should serve as a reminder that we need to be productive. We need to make sure that every minute of every day that we're spending, we remember that we're going to be held accountable for those minutes. You know, with all of the resources and blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, how are we using those to benefit mankind? How are we using it to benefit ourselves? And that leads me on to the final task of the day, which again is super easy. You are going to be praying two nafila prayer after Dhuhr, Maghrib and Isha. If you already do this, amazing. If you don't do this, this is what you're going to do as your task. Because of our busy lives, some of us find it might be too much for us to spare just a few minutes extra for ibadah. But I want you to ask yourself, is giving an extra 3 or 4 minutes really too difficult for us to do? And I want you to take a moment to reflect upon yourself. In your 24 hours of the day, how much of it have you dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then I want you to think about how many blessings has Allah given you? Do you feel that with all of the blessings that Allah has given you, that you are really giving enough time in ibadah to be grateful to Allah? Or do you think that you could be doing more and that you do have the time to do more? These are your tasks for the day. Inshallah, they're going to be super easy for you guys. Let me know how it's going for you so far. We're now 3 days in the Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And I will be with you guys tomorrow and have a wonderful day, inshallah.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free one-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.